Former Jackson Township doctor in prison for trying to kill his pregnant wife. He is now charged with naturalization fraud. A federal grand jury indicted 46-year-old Yusuf Al-Halak. He allegedly gave false answers on a citizenship application in 2017, and during an in-person interview the following year, the Justice Department says Al-Halak said no when asked whether he'd been involved with killing or trying to kill someone. Former internal medicine specialist was a Jordanian citizen when he came to the U.S. in 2006. His application to be a permanent citizen was approved in 2011. Al-Halak put an abortion medication in his wife's food in 2014 and 15. The couple's son was later born with disabilities. Al-Halak pleaded guilty to attempted murder and felonious assault in 2021. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison and is set for release in August. Canton police continue to investigate the disappearance of 26-year-old Ryan Godby, the Canton man last seen leaving the Darlin's Crew nightclub on Cherry Avenue Northeast the evening of June 19th. The repository reports a man called an associate of Godby was arrested Tuesday on charges connected to three prior felony cases. His mother said Godby left home without a seizure medication and failed to appear at a Friday night event in which he was to give two drag performances. Police who searched his 17th Street Northwest apartment said they found signs of a struggle. ODOT workers found Godby's ID and debit card along I-77 Tuesday near the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Canton man charged with the rape of a 13-year-old girl has pleaded guilty. 25-year-old Matthew Gibbs was given 8 to 12 years behind bars after pleading guilty Monday. He was sentenced to 10 to 15 years in October 2023 by Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni. Jury found him guilty of rape and unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. An appeals court overturned the rape conviction while holding the conviction for sexual conduct. The court ruled Forshoni erred in not giving the jury instructions requested by a public defender. A new trial had been scheduled for July 22nd. Nimishillen Township trustees Thursday accepted three donations. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
Prior to the donations, mowing was accomplished by a contract for the three firehouse lawns. Now fire crews will mow each of the three stations with two Cub Cadet and a Craftsman riding mower donated by the Mishna and Riggs family and an anonymous donor. Trustees also awarded a $388,985 contract with Barbicus Paving for the 2025 road paving projects. They declared 6220 Apple Street as a nuisance due to vegetation, weeds, and high grass, and agreed to install a 25-foot flagpole at the road department garage, which is the only township-owned building without a flag.
A federal judge rejected a request to explain its side of the story from the company dismissed from overseeing payments to victims of the East Palestine train derailment. Judge Benita Pearson earlier this month removed Kroll Settlement Administration from the $600 million settlement. They were replaced by Epic Class Action and Claims Solutions. Pearson cited concerns Kroll miscalculated payments and paid too much to some victims. In a June 23rd filing, the company asked for an opportunity to be heard if any new claims are made, saying the removal order came without any prior formal complaint. Kroll also said it had no access to fully review some of the allegations. Pearson removed its proposed explanation from the court file, calling it unnecessary. A Girard softball coach recently charged with rape has been indicted. 40-year-old Shane Janetta of Liberty Township charged by the Trumbull County Grand Jury with 8 counts of rape and 1 count each of gross sexual imposition and illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material. Janetta allegedly forced a juvenile under the age of 16 into sexual activity between March 2017 and February of this year. Janetta was arrested last month by Liberty Township Police. He's scheduled for arraignment Monday. Man will be arraigned in federal court for illegal reentry into the U.S. 42-year-old Francisco Gonzalez Lopez was arrested by Poland Township Police during a June 12th traffic stop. The Guatemalan national allegedly reentered the U.S. in October 2022 after being deported in November 2017. He had been ordered removed by an immigration judge in March 2010. Arraignment scheduled for July 7th. The Mahoning County Jail has a contract with the Department of Homeland Security to hold illegal immigrants. Canfield Restaurant reported a woman stealing a tip jar last week. Police have confirmed the suspect is the same woman who scammed other restaurants. A warrant was issued charging 54-year-old Lisa Minard with misdemeanor theft for the incident at Bella Napoli Pizza and Pasta. Security footage shows her taking the jar into a restroom and walking out of the restaurant. Minard is accused of receiving additional money in April after claiming a cashier at a store in Brookfield gave her incorrect change. She allegedly pulled a similar scam at a pizza shop in Canfield. Project to renovate the former site of the Youngstown South High School fieldhouse and stadium is in the works. Valley Christian School purchased the site this month with plans to demolish the stadium bleachers and construct a new athletic stadium. WFMJ-TV reports the school has scaled back the original project from $9 million to $3 to $5 million. Demolition of the bleachers is taking place this week with a new stadium to open in the fall of 2026 with a capacity of 1,500 to 3,000 fans.